Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you do for us. We ask in the name of Jesus that your light will flood our hearts again this morning. Cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Where we are in the conversation is the privileges that we enjoy in redemption, because those privileges actually culminate in the value of redemption. Why should redemption be taken seriously? You see, and that's what the conversation is about. What are you missing when you do not understand your redemption? And, you know, we got to this point where I told you that one of the primary, you know, benefits that we have in redemption is Yahweh Shammah, and the name of that city shall be called the Lord is here, or the Lord is there, you know. And I told us from Psalm 16 that he will show you the path of life in his presence. There is fullness of joy at his right hand, and pleasures forevermore, you know. And so all the promises of God, all the beauties of heaven emanate from the presence of God. All that you ever desire to enjoy is planted in the presence of God. A man that is granted the presence of God has been given all. You see, Jesus serves as the highest symbol or highest guarantee of God's best. The Bible says, he that spared not his son, Romans chapter 8, verse 32, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely give us all things? My pastor says humorously that if you marry the daughter of the devil, your father-in-law will visit your home. Of course, that's symbolic of chaos. So if you have Jesus, the father of our Lord Jesus Christ will visit your home. More than that, he will stay in your home. That is why you now have God in this world, because you have Jesus. See, it's a valuable thing. How did we get to have Jesus as our possession? In him, we have redemption. The price has been paid. Okay? So every good thing emanates from the presence of God. There's something that is very good. I hope we can terminate the conversation on the presence of God. Although not exhaustively, I hope we can just put it to rest here in this place. Psalm 46 and verse 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength. He didn't stop there. He said he's a very present help. A very present help. That means his presence translates to help. If God can give you his presence, he has given you help. Oh, your help is in the presence of God. He's a very present help. The Bible says he is not going to come to help you. He is very present. And I think that is reassuring. It's reassuring that your help is not coming from far. Your help is there with you. Your help is not coming from up. Your help is there. The Bible says he's a very present help. So this is the first good news you should have every time that you are in trouble, that your help is there with you. Your help is there with you. The Bible says, even when you go through fire, I will be with you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. This is a guarantee of redemption. The man that is sure that God will never leave or forsake is the man that is redeemed in Christ. God cannot go through the length of having Jesus to die the most gruesome death in history of death and still leave you. God sent you Jesus to die and redeem you so that he can be your possession. It says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is mine. He's my helper. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is present with you to help you. So you have an ever-present, well-timed, never late help. Help for your job, you got help. Help for your, hey, sister, don't give up on that marriage. No. I'm speaking to someone specifically. No. No, don't give up on the marriage. Help is with you in that marriage. Your husband is not behaving well, you have help. God is fixing it by the power of the Holy Ghost. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God led me there. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.